Call the order, Municipality District of St. Mary's Committee, the whole meeting today is Wednesday, January 21st, 2026, at 5:10 PM. Five roll call, please.
Gordon Fuller.
Here.
Deputy Gordon Malloy.
Yeah.
Councilor O'Connell.
Here.
Councilor Thibault.
Here.
Councilor Beaver.
Here.
Also in chambers, the CIO Leslie McFarland, Municipal Clerk Jen Z. Rudolph, and Director of Economic at Kieran Moore. Are there any additions to the agenda? We do have one, it's not an addition, it's a subtraction. Number nine, in-camera contract negotiations. We actually do not have that tonight, so I just crossed it right out. So hearing that one change, I have a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll make that motion. One second.
Councilor Thibault, Councilor Thibault, and Deputy Gordon Malloy. All those in favor?
Aye.
The agenda is approved. And before you have the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting held Wednesday, January 7th, 2026, are there any errors or omissions to those minutes? Hearing none, the minutes of January 7th, 2027, committee of the whole meeting is approved. Business arising from the minutes. And you have before you a staff report for the disposal of real property policy, and I think so for that just for a second here.
Thanks, Gordon. So this was presented as well to council the last time at the 7th of January meeting. So it's the same package that was presented at that time. This policy doesn't currently has a component in it that is no longer valid. It refers to requiring ministerial approval for the disposal of real property, which is no longer a requirement in the MGA or something that would be valid or able to be fulfilled by the ministry. And therefore, the policy needs an update. So review was conducted. And this is also a component of our housing accelerator fund requirements, as we're doing some policy work associated with that to make sure that properties can be made available for housing. So this policy has been revised, and a number of continuing transparency items are provided in the proposed policy that is presented for council's review tonight. If council would so like, they can repeal the existing policy and recommend the approval of the revised policy, which would then go to council at the upcoming council meeting for approval as per the requirement for 7 days notice for a new or change to a policy.
Question. Should we repeal the old policy on the same date as provided this goes through from this the next meeting?
That's perfectly fine. That's not a problem.
So there's just no limbo for 2 or 3 weeks.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I reviewed the policy and find that it complies with our needs and desires of the community. So I'm in favor of adopting the new policy as written.
I'm in favor of adopting the new policy.
I'm in favor also of adopting the new policy. Me as well.
Okay, let's make this official. Did somebody move to the new policy?
We repeal this?
Yeah, it'll be two motions.
Okay, I'll move to repeal the previous disposal of real property policy and adopt the newly written disposal of real property today's date. 21st of January.
I'll second that motion.
Councilor Beaver, or Councilor O'Connor, Councilor Beaver, all those in favor?
Aye.
It is. Thank you. I know that was a lot of work.
Well, there was some. It was good. I applaud the staff for bringing this new policy to our attention, because I think it's relevant and moving forward with you know, things changing. It's what we need to do. Thank you.
We have two items of correspondence. One is from director, title, isn't it director?
Yes, yes, I'm director.
Executive director from Sherburne Village, York, Lethbridge. As you can see in the letter, it's requesting our continued support and not only that, make sure he can get his grant request in time. And if we would like executive director Lethbridge to speak, I would need a motion for him to speak in his correspondence.
I'll make that motion.
Then I'll say. Counselor, all those in favor?
Aye.
Did you shave?
Yeah, I told you today and you said nothing. I said there was something.
Going with a slightly lower setting on my razor, so.
I'm sorry, that was off topic. Go ahead.
But thank you for having us. I'm here with Martha McDonald, who's chair of the Historic Sherburne Village Development Society. Sherburne Restoration Commission, which governs Sherburne Village, is partnering with HSVDS yet again this year, hopefully to deliver Christmas at Sherburne Village again. And we're here to request support from council. There is some urgency because we do require some form of support from council in order to unlock a federal grant through Canadian Heritage. So I would like to thank not only the council, but also individual councillors for your volunteer support, for your governance support, also for your individual financial support. We feel that the 2025 edition under Sherburne Village was a wonderful success. We have seen an increase in our budget. And with that, the village itself has made a contribution to the tune of $62,000 out of its own coffers to make that happen. So we would like to request $5,000 for the 2026 edition in cash from the council and whatever else you might want to contribute in kind towards Christmas at Sherburne Village again.
Again, this particular moment, and it, or, you know, with the deadline that you have for the 31st for the grant, I think tonight we can certainly approve monetary support in the same amount that we did last year. And then with our upcoming budget deliberations, we can see if there's more.
Okay.
But just to make sure you get granted, I think that we could probably do that commensurate with what we'd have done in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, I would entertain a motion for that.
And that's for $4,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just to be clear, what we supported the event last year.
Yeah.
We'll support this year. And with the potential to increase that later on after budgetary deliberations. Correct? Is that
correct? That's what it is.
Okay.
I just want to point out that this item being not budgeted, that would be something that you could direct me to take away to identify a source of funds and report back to confirm. If you'd like to say it could be commensurate with last year, that, you know, and we can confirm if we can do further than the 4,000, my limit is 5,000 to my authority, so that there could be something provided to him by the end of January. If councils wish to stick to 4,000 for now, that's fine. Again, it's not budgeted, so we don't have an actual source identified and pending direction from business.
Sure. And that doesn't hold back any individual counselor from making contributions from their own grant.
The list of
yes.
I think we should go with commensurate, and then if there is some more, let us know, because we just had to fix another widget up at the direction section. And we still have 2 months to go on the budget year.
$4,000 will help you apply for your level grant.
Yes. So I will say that we unlocked a doubling of the grant through Canadian Heritage in last year over and above what Old Fashioned Christmas received. So council's support is really integral to that process. We do have a deadline of January 31st for the submission. Yeah. I believe that CAO McFarland has the requisite form. So we would appreciate receiving that whenever convenient prior to January 31st.
Two things, staff direction, as you said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we still should move that we're in favor of support.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll make the motion that we
I'll second it.
Councilor Bieber, Councilor Tebow, all those in favor?
Aye.
It's unanimous.
Thank you very much.
And if we talk about the rain on those Friday nights.
I'd like to say that I can make it rain, but I can't do anything about making it stop.
We don't want.
Yes.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Don't have a tree.
Next, other correspondence, you'll see, these are emails I received from Sean Cameron, the warden, or the mayor of Antigonish. He's requesting our support in soliciting the province and also the federal government in having an alternative entrance to the St. Martha's Hospital in Antigonish. Something that became acutely aware during all their construction. And ambulances couldn't even get through at times. And personally, I have no issues with our support of his request. And he had included sample letters to the MLAs. Would council be in favor of approving his request?
I thought I read one of them was traffic you wrote.
No, those were the hero posts.
Oh.
He wrote them for me.
Sorry.
He used big words. She thought the same thing.
Oh, I think we should definitely support them. That was tremendous, John, against the hospital.
I'll make the motion to support, to send the draft, send the letter.
Second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Gotta work on the second entrance that works.
Maybe he can send the letter.
I'll just finish the bench, perhaps let him in the hospital. Excuse me. I do not have to talk. Other matters of business, staff information, item, community benefits program.
Ready to?
There's a.
There's, she's in show for you.
But I have my microphone.
No.
There isn't.
This is microphone now.
Okay, I'm picking up everything. Perfect, so, okay, great.
She's supposed to be.
Yes, she's good. Okay. Okay. Good evening, council. So I'd just like to take a few minutes of your time. I'm sure you've all had an opportunity to go through and take a look at the presentation. So this is a high level overview. The intent of this is just to create some basic awareness around what community benefit agreements are. As we have been hearing about some potential projects that may be coming to our local area, and we just want to make sure that folks are aware of some of the nuances and the ins and outs of these types of agreements. I am by no means a subject matter expert on the topic, however, I can give you the basics. And I have been working with other municipalities to gather facts and data, as well as with the Policy Advisor for Economics and Natural Resource with Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities. So, start. The first slide that I'm showing you is actually separate from community benefits. This one I just wanted to bring to your attention, as it is critically important to point out and understand that there are a multitude of different ways in which revenue can potentially make its way to the municipalities. So this is the Nova Scotia Municipal Taxation Act revenue screen. So this is legislation that was put in place around wind energy. And so it actually legislates that there is a rate associated with megawatts generated. And there's a sliding scale, which is what you see along the side. And it started in 2005. It has been indexed for the Consumer Price Index, so it's adjusted on an annual basis. And so there's just an example there to show you that in 2026, for the megawatt generated is $8,567.02. So just to give you some sense of the fact that this has potential for significant revenue for certain municipalities. Okay, so I'll go to the next slide. So completely separate from that, which is a tax revenue for municipalities, this is called community benefits. So what are community benefit agreements? So these are legally binding contracts that are between developers, municipalities, and they serve a lot of different purposes. I'm not going to go through and read all of these slides for you because, like I say, I know that you have an opportunity to take a look at this. But basically, when there is a large scale project, whether that's wind or resources or various types of things, infrastructure projects that are happening within a municipality, there's an opportunity to engage in a negotiation to ensure that the benefits, any benefits that are available for the community, make it to the community. So these are things that don't just happen. You have to actively pursue them. So it's important that you understand that there's a long lag time in advance where you want to be thinking about these things, doing research, making sure that you're in a position to be able to go forward in an intelligent and well-informed manner when the opportunity does present itself. So, so these are not always legally mandated, but they are growing as key tools to address community concerns, gain social license, and share economic gains from projects where solar mining or wind energy is expanding. And these community benefits are flexible and can be tailored specific to project, community, and local context. Sectors that utilize community benefit agreements, I'll just call them CBAs because it's a bit of a mouthful. Onshore and offshore wind, solar farms, transmission line corridors, and mining resources. And these are just a sample. There are some other ones, but I think specific to our municipal district, we'll just leave it at that for the time being. Identifying and negotiating CBAs. So there's three guiding questions for identifying and negotiating community benefit agreements. First one being who represents the community. And so there's a multitude of ways in which to figure that out. Typically, there's some form of committee that is formed that will represent in conjunction with the municipal government as well. So there's a multitude of stakeholders that would be engaged. Resources that can help communities successfully negotiate and target and timetables. So right now, this is something that, like I say, Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities is actually collaborating with a bunch of different municipalities, including ours, to gather information and resources as to what would be beneficial and helpful for groups that are beginning this process, so that you have a guide and understanding and kind of a how-to and who to go to, because it is a process that requires navigating. So, what else? And then for the final question, are community benefits more likely to be achieved through frameworks or legal agreements? That is a question to which further research would be required. I couldn't answer that right now, but it does require investigation and research. So at what phase of the process should they be introduced? Basically, I'm just going to start and say early. It's important to have these conversations as early as possible, because 2 years or 5 years sneaks up really quickly. And as we know, being in municipal government, there is a due process and there's time that it takes for adequate involvement of the right individuals and an appropriate review processes and what have you. So it can be time consuming. You certainly want to make sure that you're giving yourself adequate time and preparation to be ready to go as the opportunity presents. So again, I'm not going to read through all of these because I know you've had an opportunity. What I do want to just high level point out is that, you can go to the next one too. They're currently available online is the full presentations from Everwind to show what our neighboring municipality within our own county has been able to, through their hard work and due diligence, negotiate for their residents and their communities. And so there's a whole big presentation. You can keep going, Jadzia. There's a bunch of slides here that just kind of highlight a number of these things. So there's vibrancy funds, there's bursaries, there's local schooling. There's the vibrancy funds are really an interesting aspect. So if there are local community projects that are near and dear to folks' hearts, whether that's like a splash pad or arts and culture, environmental, historical, you know, things like salmon museums, and there's a lot of different things that potentially have the ability to benefit with these types of agreements. So you just have to know what to ask for. And let's see, I'm just keeping going. Phase two economic benefits. Bursary fund, she's done that one. So there's a slide, the next one, this one just shows the Goldboro Mine project just recently presented a number of different aspects of the community benefits that they've agreed with. And when there are certain types of resources, so we started and explained that the wind generation can hinge on megawatts of power generated. There's also the potential for royalties, if that's within the powers of negotiation, if there are certain commodities that are being utilized. So this is a very in-depth, complicated, broad topic. Consequently, we're getting into the 30,000 foot view, but we do want to just kind of sow the seeds and begin the conversation around understanding that there's opportunities for good things to come to the to our community in the event that some of these projects show up. And it's not a case of being on one side of the fence or the other, specifically around the projects. If the province or the federal government mandates that one of these projects is going to come through and that's been deemed given the green light, then we really want to make sure that we take the time to not miss the only opportunity that we get when these projects come through to negotiate as to the best interests of the members of our community. So I think that's kind of really the meat and potatoes of it. Like I say, the rest of them, I'll leave it up to you to be able to go through. And if you do have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out and touch base with me at any point. I'm sure there'll be things that I don't know, but I'd love your feedback, insights, input, and this is something that, with direction from the CAO, further conversation will be had around in the future. But it's an economic, it's a potential economic opportunity and revenue generation within our municipal district that we should be excited about and we should be looking into. We can see our friends next door and guys were have an opportunity to leverage some of the things that come through for their emergency services and for their parks and recreation and that sort of stuff. So, yeah. Questions? I could say, don't hesitate, reach out. Think, Jeff, do we have that handout with the list of all the different stuff? Did that go in your package? There was 18.
We'll get it to them. We can email them.
We'll get it. Yeah.
The 18 possible benefits from the CBA.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of a list. Thanks. Thank you, Karen, for putting this together. I mean, it's really beneficial to read through and have the information. I know you hear a lot kind of through the wind about these things, but really don't do a deep dive into it. So,
lots of info.
Thanks. That being the end of the agenda, the time is 5:34. Meeting is adjourned.